Friday again, just like they said it would be, which means time for one of our Culturefile guests to tell us about the things they've been admitting to their eyes, ears, mouths and noses. And this time it's the turn of composer Neil Martin to share with us his Culturefile likes.
Howdy-do. Neil Martin is my name, a Belfast-born and based composer and musician. Since COVID, I haven't been to the theatre, to the movie theatre, to see any new films, but I've been watching a fair bit of David Attenborough on television. In these times, I think it's great that we all pay some attention to the world around us, to what we're destroying, to what we're losing. But more than anything, I'm so impressed with the production standards in Attenborough's programmes. Brilliant score, incredible photography.
The sound struck me as really quite magical, and I took out this great lumpen tape recorder which I had.
And Attenborough himself in his 90s and performing as well as ever he did in front of camera, I think it's just extraordinary, and it gives me encouragement that if I live that long, maybe I can try and perform at that stage as well. Podcasts I've been listening to recently, a lot of Witness History. I was listening to a podcast there recently on Picasso, which I found fascinating. And what I find about podcasts in general is they're a terrific reminder to me of how little I actually know about the world. There is so much information out there, so much stuff that we have yet to learn. Every day is a big, big learning day, and I think that's one of the most fascinating things on the face of the planet, that we can just absorb so much information if we're hungry for it. The music I've been listening to recently has been some jazz. I've found great comfort in Miles Davis' Kind of Blue, the iconic album. The music is just so adventurous, so accessible. Such incredible musicianship, the wonderful Bill Evans on there, and you know, Paul Chambers and Cannonball Adderley, just incredible standard of playing, but the whole concept and the music and the space that affords the head. Eating experiences of late have been few and far between because of the crazy world in which we now find ourselves because of COVID. But just before lockdown, in February of last year, my wife and myself, we went to Bilbao to visit the Guggenheim Museum, has long been on my bucket list. So we booked that in advance, and I had read a great review in the Irish Times of the restaurant in Bilbao. In the Guggenheim. So I booked that before we left Ireland as well. And along we went, and we had the most incredible experience at the Guggenheim. It is just beyond words to explain the depth of emotion and the awe that you feel touring around that place. And we spent 3 hours, a very, very immersive 3 hours, looking around the museum. Stunning. I just cannot praise it enough. The whole building itself and, of course, the art inside. It was brilliant. But then to go and have lunch in the Guggenheim Cafe upstairs, it was a complete delight. Beautiful food, beautifully presented, beautiful wines, and relatively not that expensive. I just found it a wonderful experience. Perfumes. What are my favourite perfumes? I love Jo Malone. Now, that's an occasional treat. It's a wonderful, wonderful perfume. It has so many layers of depth. And I'm into my eau de toilette and various perfumes. I like that. I like the scents that they bring to things. But for me, Jo Malone has the greatest depth.
The likes of Neil Martin there, and he'll be among the composers on the programme this evening when David Brophy conducts the RTE NSO in their latest live concert with soloist Mark Redman, Illan Pipes. That's coming up at 7pm in pictures via RTE Culture and here on RTE Lyric FM. You can catch the Culture File weekly tomorrow in its new home at 6:30pm on Saturday evenings, or if you're a stickler for tradition, download the podcast now and listen whenever you like.